This is an Open Championship Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club.
On 1080 The Fan.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Sue.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary super intelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Sue is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of cheap fun.
Swing and a foul.
We apologize.
That's 50% stupid in my mind.
Kick the ball, you little bitch.
Face floor.
Yeah. Head coach.
What? To take a guy that won't be ready to play.
I think it's a Himalayan snowcock.
Yeah, you pretty are.
All right, welcome to the Club Hour. Another one. Jesus, how many of these have we done?
A lot.
Here we are again.
Millions and millions of people.
More content. Just churning it out.
We're churning it out. Just
like rats on a hamster wheel.
That's like if you go out deep sea fishing and you churn some chum, you churn it.
You churn it.
We're churning it out.
That's right. Can't wait to do that churning. That super soft churning.
Just content factory right here.
Richard Sherman.
Should get paid more.
Good luck with that.
I just had a revelation about that.
You just now figured that out?
What do you mean good luck with that?
Every time you say something clever or funny, you just get a little bump in your salary.
Ooh, wouldn't that be something if we get paid by actual performance? Well, like,
didn't Twitter for a while have like a tip button?
I don't know.
I think
they have a thing now. If you're verified and you get a bunch of activity on your tweets, you get like a like an ad residual.
I think there was a thing on there once where like if you thought people were funny, you could like, hey, you want to give me a buck?
No, I don't want to blow some ducks.
Yeah, what if we just had like an OnlyFans?
Blow some ducks.
Like what you do like on the Twitch streaming where we like on the live stream, if you think that Rop has been extra funny, you know, it makes a little noise like ring, ring. And then like that means that someone just gave you like a few shekels.
1080 the only fan.
I like it. I think that's like what I got a buddy that that's got some friends that do this. Like, I don't know how, but apparently he's involved in this world. And like there's hots that just they're just on camera and they're not even nude. They're just like, they just hang out in a chair and are like hot, and then dudes just tip them money.
Guys being dudes.
Yeah. And then like every now and then I'm like, so they just sit there and like, yeah, guys think that they're like being funny or cute. And they're like, and the girl's like, tip me. And the guy's like, here's $5. Yeah. And they just sit there. And that's basically what we do other than being hot. At least we're giving you content. We need the tip button. And then at the end of the day, you know, we collect our $7.50.
I like where your head's at.
And you go get a cup of coffee.
There's a lot of money out there we're leaving on the table.
Exactly.
Hell, I remember one time during a show, I said, Venmo me. And people did.
Yeah.
I got like $50.
Ooh, Venmo me.
Yeah, you did you donate that to a charity or
something? Yeah.
Oh, no, this will stay with me.
Tweet, 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 tweet. I like where this is going. Yeah, I'm just going to put out a Cash App before every show. And be like, hey, you like what you're hearing here.
You're not going to get any more of it tomorrow unless you tip me.
Exactly.
We're like those panhandler guys, the streetmen.
The streetmen.
Who ask for money and they get mad when you don't give it to them.
Well, I will say it is a bit alarming. We talked about this, but the tip culture, when that stupid pad turns around, everyone dreads that thing. Because if you choose not to, someone's going to spit in your food or look at you. Like there's a million videos out there of like the DoorDash drivers. In fact, there was a DoorDash driver like 2 days ago that got fired. He showed up at the door and there was no tip and he literally spit. Like he opened the bag and hocked a loogie into it.
I don't like that.
Yeah, and the Ring camera. It's like, hey, dude, you got fired, but he was like driving. So I'm sure he's like, oh no, I'm fired from DoorDash. It's like, oh. But yeah, it's like, it has gone from if you don't tip, you know, all right, I'm just choosing to not tip, or you don't tip well enough. And now people get, like, they get angry. And there's, like, a violent reaction to it. So if everyone else is getting tipped, why not this program right here?
That's a good point. You know, somebody brought something up to me today about AI.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, they were asking about how we do our deals here. Yeah. And I'm like, I don't know, dude. You talk to the company and they're like, here, we'll pay this. And you're like, no, pay me this. And they're like, no, we're going to pay you the. Yeah. And that's pretty much how it works.
Sure. Not anymore.
He was like, what if AI? So we have AI, you and I.
Yeah.
There's an AI segment of us. AI is not really big into copyright, you know?
No.
I mean, the cat's out of the bag. It's like, what happens if AI...
Yeah, they don't care if their song sounds right. Kind of like another song that is copyrighted.
Or if they take something... If they answer a question with your... Like, it cultivates, like, sure. An answer that you had on the show at one point...
Kicks it out.
Yeah, it spits it out for an answer to a question on the internet or something like that. This person was asking me, how do you get royalties for that? And I'm like, holy crap. First of all, you just blew my mind.
Yeah.
Second, they're not using me for anything. But third, like, I don't know. That's a good question.
There's
no copyright.
No, the answer is you don't.
It's just, it's over. Like, whatever is, it's just, the you can't put the genie back in the bottle.
No.
There's so much stuff and so much, think about all the content and people created by content and stuff on internet created by so many different people.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Eventually, that stuff is going to get used.
Mm-hmm.
And you will have no right to it.
No. None.
Even though you should.
Well, even now, like, when you actually have a copyright, it's hard. And when you... To get someone to take it down. I guess one of the problems that we have, like, in our country is a lot of the Asian countries and they just don't give a rip about intellectual property.
Right. It's not a thing.
They're like, whatever, I'll take your crap. Like, recently, who's the Fox News guy that is now the head of the...
I wouldn't know.
Pete something or other.
Pete Hegseth.
Yeah, that guy. So he put out a video about, we're making drones great again.
Were bad?
Apparently, our drones were the terror, like, because of Biden and Obama, we had the worst drones in the world. Mm. And now,
don't forget Hillary.
And Hillary. That bitch.
Yeah, did you hear Hillary and Obama and Comey wrote the Epstein files?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, I love that pivot.
That's 100%
dude,
true.
Dude, and you, that was predictable.
Yeah.
But this is great. Yeah. They're now saying, oh, yeah, you guys didn't know this? You're all being fooled.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a made up hoax.
It was Obama and Hillary the whole time.
Yeah. Well, and Comey. Don't forget about that. But he made a video about how we're going to unleash the greatness of America with drones. We're going to make drones great again. And in the background of it, they had Enter Sandman.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Well, there's a band that wrote Enter Sandman in, like, the 90s.
Yeah, here we take that seriously.
Yeah, that same band sued the Buckley family on Napster.
Exactly, and they should have, you cheese sons of
you
bitches.
You had to deal with Lars?
Yes.
Basically, oh, he was the one leading the charge.
Yeah, dude, he was.
The band, or the band's management, was like, dude, you can't do that. You can't use our song to promote your thing because it's our song. And so they had to take it down. And of course, everyone was like, ah, you hate America. No, but when you write something and you create something, you don't get to use it for free. It's such a weird thing because if I made a table, like, out of wood, and then you came over to my house and took my table and were like, well, I need a table and I'm going to use it today and then I'll give it back to you when you're done. No one would be like, well, that seems fair. But when you have intellectual property out there or something that you've made, you created, your music, whatever, everyone just thinks that you should be able to take that and do whatever you want with it.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's very strange.
Well, we're at a weird time.
Yeah.
You know, where it's only going to get worse.
Yeah.
And there's really no such thing as, like, there is now because we still have traditional.
But it's getting harder and harder.
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah.
Like, who are you going to blame? I don't know. Like, AI created something, and it kind of sounds like it, but it's not, or it changed this.
Well, it's like this. If you had to deal with Spotify for your Big Sook podcast,
oh, God.
You know,
yeah.
And they're like, they pay you by the download or whatever,
yep.
And they say, oh, you had 10,000 downloads.
Yeah.
Are you checking that math?
Yeah.
You're like, oh, okay.
I guess. Yeah, I'll just take your word
like,
for it.
Like, what's to stop them from saying you had 1,000 downloads? You know, like...
Yeah.
Are you really going in the number? I could show. They could lay the numbers on the table for you, and you would have no idea what to do with them.
Well, welcome.
Like that doesn't look right.
Welcome to the world of radio ratings that we've been dealing with for the last 20 years. I love when someone gives us the ratings, and like 7 people are listening to us. I'm like, yeah, that seems accurate. Okay.
Well, they used to have it where they would send you a thing in the mail and say, hey, what station do you listen to?
Yeah.
Yeah, now they send you a device and you carry it around with you on your person. And it picks up the signal.
Yeah.
Even though we have digital tracking that is 10 times more robust.
I know. They still haven't figured out a good way to do that. So it used to be that they would mail you a thing in the mail and you would write down, oh, I love the fan.
It's a diary.
And then people would just write their favorite radio station. It doesn't mean they listen to them all the time. In fact, they probably rarely listen to them. They just are like, oh, yeah, I was listening to Isaac and Suk on the way home tonight. I'll write that one. And then we get all this credit and all this, like, a windfall of money.
Yeah.
And then the next time around, somebody writes, oh, I love the KGON because that Greg Glover. And then he's rich. It's a mess. So then they go to this digital thing like Buck is talking about where they send you this thing in the mail. It's like a beeper. You have to wear it on your person, and it monitors what you're listening to, so you can't lie about it. Well, that's stupid. Who's going to do that?
Nobody.
What guy's going
to
do that?
Someone is supposed to carry this around in their pocket all day from their car to their home.
By the way, you get paid like $4.
And that's still how they do it.
Yep.
It's absurd.
And now we supposedly have digital downloads.
Well, with
and
digital
everything.
Now, you can track
it's
all
insane.
That. Yeah. It's great. And so this is why.
Or you can track it by what they tell you that it is. But again,
That's true.
Are you checking the digital
downloads?
Yeah,
again, that's right. And like if I go to Cooley, I say, hey, how many downloads we have this month? He'll be like, here's the number. I'm like, oh, okay.
No,
he could totally lie to me about that. I have no idea.
It's like when you take your car into the mechanic and he tells you what's wrong with it.
You're like, oh, yeah.
Well, how much does that cost?
I thought that was right.
I haven't decided yet.
That's what I thought, too.
I love it when something like that happens, then you have to do the, I'll think about it, because clearly I know of what you speak.
It's the wild, wild west of content out there.
It is. Oh, good luck, because it's only getting worse.
I need an AI agent, you know?
Oh, there you go.
You know what I mean?
Until the AI agent screws you over and sides with the AI bot from Odyssey because their bot is humping your AI bot. You know.
They're going to go cheap on their bot. Trust me.
Are you not? Are you paying for the...
No, I'm going big.
You're paying for the... What is the Jazz bot? What was not? Or the Rizbot?
Rizbot.
Jake the Rizbot? You gonna hire Jake the Rizbot?
Hey.
Your future sex doll wife is going to negotiate your contract for you?
Head coach?
Oh, my God. What?
Okay, we got to get to this Coldplay story.
Yeah.
This is great. Really is great.
Well, it's not great for one bro.
Yeah, but who cares about him? He's a CEO. Who cares?
Yeah, it'd be fine.
It probably sucks for his kids.
Yeah.
Does he have kids? Do we know?
Yep. Married with kids.
Oh, dear.
Not for long.
All right, we'll get to that. It's a wild story. Everybody's talking about it next on The Fan. Well, I'm not sure how anyone feels here about Coldplay.
I don't feel anything about Coldplay.
No feelings, huh?
No.
I like Chris Martin. Coldplay is not not really my jam, but I think he's really good.
Yeah, they have that one song that I think is catchy. I know one song. But there's something about bells and... You know what I mean?
No.
The bells are ringing and...
Oh.
It's like their one big... It's not their one big hit. Yeah, that song.
Yeah. Requires a singing. Anyway, they had a show in Massachusetts. I think this was last night.
Yeah.
Because this has taken internet by storm.
Oh, yeah.
And Coldplay does a Kiss Cam.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, they're a big stadium band.
I didn't know that there was a Kiss Cam at concerts. Obviously, the Kiss Cam is...
Well,
a,
you know...
I don't think these people knew there was either.
No.
Coldplay, they promote love and
sure.
unity.
Yeah.
Which I like. And so they're on the Kiss Cam... And Chris Martin is up there, and he's watching this. So everybody's watching this.
He's narrating.
Yeah, he's talking about it. And they flash to this couple, and it's this, you know, middle-aged couple with a dude with his arms basically grabbing her boobs and her arms over his arms.
Pulling a Bobert Beetlejuice sort of thing.
It's kind of a handsy prom pose. He's standing behind her. Yeah. They're both facing forward.
Look, I think we've all been there at a concert. It's a nice go-to. You get a little squeeze, maybe do a little bump and grind from behind. It's a good move.
Yeah, it's a little Coldplay cozy sway.
It's a good move.
While they listen to the jams of Coldplay.
Yeah.
Well, it was not.
Oops.
it was not well received by the couple, as the dude immediately lets go of her and ducks down below the railing, like out of sight of the camera.
As if that is going to...
then...
You only made it worse.
The woman then covers her face in shame.
Dude, the look on her face, the still frame when they realize they're on the camera, her face is incredible.
It really is.
The, oh, no.
Yeah, she... It's almost as if she's hyperventilating instantly.
Yeah.
Like, there is a... The stills of it are wonderful.
Oh, yeah. It captures so much emotion in such a short period of time. Their lives are blowing up in
right
their heads
there.
Right in that moment.
Right in that moment. It's really something. Now, Chris Martin is narrating this, and he said... he goes... Oh, boy. He goes, that's awkward. He goes, they're either having an affair or they're very shy. Mm-hmm.
And then he says, OS, did we just do something bad?
Well,
they did.
It's not their fault.
That's not their fault.
But you wonder if they might stop the bit moving forward.
I mean, for all the cheating couples coming to their shows.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you never know. Anyway, her name is Kristen Cabot. Mm-hmm. She is the chief people officer at Astronomer.
Yeah, she's the head HR.
She's the head of HR at this company called Astronomer. Well, he happens to be the CEO of Astronomer.
Ta.
Both of them married to other people.
Ta. Ta.
She just got her job in November. The CEO's name is Andy Byron. And I tell you, people are just, they're getting absolutely eviscerated.
Well, and people are finding, like, on the LinkedIn, because there's quotes from,
oh,
like,
my God. Do you want them?
Yeah. When she got hired, let's just say that my man Andy here, the CEO, he's gushing about the new HR hire.
So she says, I've been energized in my conversations with Andy. This is all from stupid LinkedIn with all that corporate word salad jargon crap.
Yeah.
I've been energized in my conversations with Andy Byron and the Astronomer leadership team about the opportunities that exist here, including aiding our employees' career development. I prefer to think of my role as people strategy versus traditional human resources, as the real magic happens when you align the people strategy with the business strategy. Oh, God.
And he said, Kristen's exceptional leadership and the deep, deep expertise in talent management, employee engagement, Dutch rudders, scaling people's strategies.
It's so deep.
And then will be critical as we continue our rapid trajectory to Pound Town.
God.
Population.
Yikes.
Population us. And it says that he gushed. I bet you he did.
Yeah, he said she's a proven leader at multiple growth stage companies, and her passion for fostering diverse collaborative workplaces make a perfect fit for Astronomer. Ugh.
What has their day been like today?
Oh, God, dude.
Well, and I guess the wife.
That's a great question.
His wife had a Facebook page.
Uh-oh.
And she immediately changed the status to single.
Oh,
and
boy.
She left the comments open for like an hour, and then she deleted them.
Yeah, I heard she also changed her last name. Yeah. She removed his last already? Name from her profile. She's like, I ain't doing this anymore.
Well, look, she got cheated on, which sucks. I'm guessing that
she got cheated on publicly, which sucks more.
And that's the part. Like, it's not just the fact that you got cheated on. It's that you became... You sat in the unintentional public cuck chair in front of the entire world, right?
Dude.
You got made such an ass. And how much you want to bet? At some point, they had the conversation of, I don't like you hanging out with that HR lady. She's really sexy and she kind of flirts with you a lot. And he was like, please, honey, I'm a professional. I'm her boss. She's the head of the HR. You know, he gaslit the hell out of her and was like, this is ridiculous. You do this every time you hire someone. And it turns out, dude, he was sticking it to her the entire time. That lady is pissed and has every reason to do so.
Well, it's possible that they, yeah, maybe they were having problems. Maybe they were separate. You know, I mean, we don't know. But
doesn't seem like it.
I just...
This seems like they were found out in that moment.
Well, they were, but I'm just saying, like, perhaps he was having problems with
sure,
at home.
That's entirely possible.
And so was she. You know, you never know what was going on. Hell, maybe his wife was cheating on her, or cheating on him.
There is one gal in the suite with them who thinks it's fantastic.
Yeah, I have questions about that gal.
Yeah, apparently she is the new HR
Like VP under the
chief
of
people. Yeah, she just got promoted.
She's like, exactly. She saw dollar signs. She's like, I'm getting her job.
Well, I mean.
Does he fire her? Well, he has to fire her. Well, he can't be fired.
He's the CEO of it.
Well, he can't fire her for getting caught on the kiss cam.
Well, it's a board. I'm assuming, because it's a $1 billion company, I'm assuming there's a board.
Oh, yeah.
Just because you're a CEO doesn't mean you're the founder of the company.
No, but they have to oust him. Like, they can't just fire him.
Yeah, I'm guessing that he... There's going to be some changes.
Buck, what was the tweet about I can't wait for this to show up on his LinkedIn?
Oh yeah, it basically said now we're just going to get a LinkedIn post from this guy later that says, "Well, my personal world was shattered. This ordeal taught me a great bit about business to business sales, and let me tell you what I learned."
That would be such a LinkedIn post.
Somebody else took their shop and photoshopped it and did the LinkedIn open to work thing.
There's so many, like, the internet, unfortunately, is just, they're slaying. And that's why I feel bad for the wife. She, again, it's one thing to get cheated on and embarrassed, but you just became the face of adultery. And that's...
Well, no one knows what she looks like, though, so that's good.
There's photos.
I think they found a photo of her and the kids.
Yeah, they're
out. Oh, the kids. Damn it.
Yeah.
Did you see that...
I like that they're putting, though, that they're saying... They're like, hey, here's your photo with unknown teens. I mean, my God. I got a good idea who the teens are.
Did you see what he said in the moment?
No.
They have Zapruder'd the film know what, or to like lip read what he said. He says, effing hell, it's me. and then he ducks. Effing hell.
Well, it's not that you just got caught, but then Chris Martin called you out on stage.
And then she appeared to say, this is awkward.
Yeah. Although it is kind of a ballsy move to be a somewhat, I mean, you're a billion, you know, you're in charge of a $1 billion company. What are you doing out at the Coldplay concert?
You know what? That's so true.
Get a hotel room like the rest of us.
That's right.
I mean, what? I mean, God, what happened to the days when you could have an affair discreetly? I mean, what are we doing?
Well, if you're going to have an affair, I mean, it's on you not to get caught.
Yeah, it does.
Dude, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
You're the CEO of a company. You got a lot to lose, bro.
Yes, you do.
God.
Yeah, you are an idiot.
Your net worth just got cut in half.
Yeah.
Maybe even worse.
I'll tell you what, that CEO alimony, I'll bet you that's a tasty little treat right there.
Yes. You said it's $1 billion. I don't know. What do they do?
It's an AI company.
Of course.
There were other jokes going around about, like, one day when the kids asked, like, Mommy, how come we're rich? And because one night Daddy went to a Coldplay concert.
Yeah, those kids are forever going to love Coldplay.
Oh, yeah.
Or hate Coldplay.
Yeah,
or every time they hear the song on the radio, it's going to trigger them into their broken home.
God, Buck.
Well, you said they're going to love Coldplay. I doubt it.
Someone said he already made the apology post.
Did he? Oh, I want
to
hear it.
I saw a bunch of fake apology posts.
Yeah, it's tough to... At this point, it's tough to know what's real.
There was one where the company tweeted, well, we're disappointed that he made this musical choice over some other clearly better bands. We still stand by him, something like that.
I'm trying to think of, like, what would be the worst show to get caught cheating at. Is it better for, like, a Coldplay?
It's got
to
be, like a county fair type show. Like, you're seeing Casey and the Sunshine Band.
Oh, yeah. You're at the...
Although that's not going to be a big enough deal to go viral.
You're at the double Weird Al sold out.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, McMiniman show or whatever.
Hey, how about when we all show up to see Toto and Christopher Cross?
Hey, you know, who can fault someone for getting horned up at a show? Like, you go see Toto, you know, you're going to get a little randy. Stuff happens. Stuff happens at concerts. Someone said Nickelback. Yeah, that'd be bad.
Hey, you know...
If you got caught at a Nickelback show...
You know who's coming back?
Huh.
Nickelback. The kids love Nickelback.
Well, like, Creed made a big comeback.
Well, the kids are saying... So, my kid... You know, I'm hip to the youngs.
Yeah.
Because I got...
Sure.
You know, the kids.
Yeah.
And they're saying... What they say is, Nickelback is actually good,
mm-hmm.
and they don't understand...
The hate.
And I can totally see where they're coming from.
Yeah.
So they have told me that because of that, they have flipped the script on the hate of Nickelback, and they actually all love Nickelback.
Well, I'm telling you, the exact same thing happened. Remember, we all made fun of Creed for like 10 years. And Scott Stapp was like playing like at the Salem Armory. He's on the county fair circuit. And then somewhere over the last like 3 or 4 years... Creed became cool again, and they're back like playing like big shows. It's a whole thing. I think if you're hated on enough, I think eventually it boomerangs back. and you become cool again. So maybe getting cheated on at a Nickelback concert, not the worst.
Well, I think Buck asked the best question. What do you think their day was like?
Oh, yeah.
Dude.
Your day just got, your whole life got ripped
I have no idea.
And what time did it start? Like, when did the tweet go viral? What happened to the phones? Did they call each other? Like,
yeah, have they spoken? What do they do the rest of the show?
Yeah. Well, you just leave.
Do you just...
Oh, it's. I think it's immediate circle instantly. The wagons and damage control. Like, this is going to come out. Or maybe they're, at that point, they're like, well, nobody's recording the screen. We just have to hope no one saw us. And then it hits internet and, oh, God.
You're done. You wonder, too, if he's like, really? I gave that all up for you? Like,
whoa.
Well, if you're going to throw your life away, don't you want to throw your life away for, like, the 12, like the hot, like she's an HR manager.
She's good looking.
Yeah, it was fine.
She's an HR manager. She's
good looking for his age.
I'll tell you what,
for
she
sure.
Definitely
that
is.
Right there is about to be a $20 million piece of you know what.
Oh, more than that.
And at some point that guy's going to be sitting there and be like, I paid $20 million for that. That's, it's not just the money that he's going to write the check for. He's going to look at that and be like, man,
so
what could I have gotten for that?
The last question is this. If they somehow have the wherewithal to just play that off.
Lean into it.
Well, just don't react. Just, yeah. They were on the Kiss Cam at the Coldplay show. Now, they're from Boston.
Yeah.
The company's in Boston. This show was in Boston. So surely there are people in the audience. He's pretty high-profile guy.
Sure.
Surely there are people in the audience that maybe saw that. Mm. But in the event that they keep it together and just stand there and then the camera moves on,
yeah. It would have been.
Is this a thing?
It would have been the move.
I'll
tell you what. You might have survived it because, again.
Because their families aren't there.
Their families aren't there.
This doesn't get posted online.
No.
It was a rando who posted it on TikTok and only posted it because of the reaction.
Yeah, no one knows. There could be somebody that could out you.
They might have been found out by someone in the crowd, and then through word of mouth it spreads. But if they didn't react like that, it doesn't hit the internet, and there's a chance this doesn't happen.
Yeah. I think you got to play that cool.
I don't think you have the... Nobody has the capacity to think that far ahead in that
moment. But it's the only way to do it. And you're right. Had they not kissed, nothing. Had he just stand there or maybe done a little peck on the cheek or just smiled real quick, the camera would have gone off of them. And
the peck on the cheek is a good move because then if somebody is like, hey, that's my boss.
Hey, okay, maybe.
But then he kisses her. It's like, oh, that can't be them.
Yeah.
Well, the other interesting element is it sounds like with that other coworker there, this was like a company event. So does everybody at the company just know this is kind of a thing? Or did they think they were hiding from the people they were with?
Well, that's a good point, too.
Can we also be honest? When there's company...
no honesty here, please.
When the Triscuit is getting dipped into the company hummus, a lot of times...
You mean the pita?
Yeah, Triscuit, you can do a pita. You know what? I like Triscuit into the hummus.
Oh, pita.
Well, I'll take a
warm pita.
Sounds like Suk wants a little crunch.
A little crunch to mine.
Oh, gross. I mean, not gross.
You're saying that...
No, pita way better than
you're
Triscuit.
You're saying the rosemary Triscuit is gross?
No, I'm saying pita way better than Triscuit.
The rosemary Triscuit is delightful.
Thank you.
It is
now,
delightful.
Here's the thing.
But so is pita and hummus.
Do I get a nice warmed up pita or do I get like boring, plain...
Warm
okay,
pita.
Well, that's different.
It's way better.
It's different. All right, then how about this? The warmed, slightly crispy... company pita into the company dip. Most of the time, everyone is aware of who is dipping. It's very hard to keep a double dip away from everyone else.
It's true. It's just there's nothing you can
there's
do.
There's nothing you can do about it. We over the years we've all been aware of maybe some celery and some carrots also going into that dip.
Not me.
And you know you just choose not to go into the dip. But you're well aware of what's happening there.
There's rumors. People talk.
Yeah, you know. And so I'm guessing, how much you want to bet that girl that was in the box that was laughing was well aware of what was occurring, and she's giggling because she's like, well, finally, you know, this thing just got blown up.
I guess everyone knows now. We've all known for a while.
So.
Well, wouldn't that be weird, though? Like, would you go to a concert? Like, let's say you and I go to a show together.
And you're with...
And yeah.
You're with the
HR. You know Nurse Nice. I love Nurse... But I'm
let's say our new brand manager is huddling up to like the sales associate,
and we're just laughing
like,
about
like,
it.
Yeah, Dusty, look at that.
Dusty's just doing Dusty thing. Like what?
That's true.
It's weird.
Yeah, that's weird. That's you know what? It's a valid point. That's weird. It's one thing to be kind of be roughly be aware it's going on. It's a whole other thing to like embrace
publicly
it.
Just yeah. And there's like, oh guys, don't worry about me. I'm just gonna get my side piece here tonight.
Well, I've told the story. Years ago when I first started working here, I found something happening in a car coming back from dropping off Blazer Audio, and they attempted to they attempted to do the Sook, we were just having a discussion.
Yeah, talking about work.
At 11 o'clock at night in your car in the parking lot? Sort of discussion was that? And then I got one
business
of these. You
discussion.
Know, you know, the discretion is the important thing. We don't want rumor. I was like, well, go drop off this audio and bury my head in the sand.
The New York Post headline for this Coldplay thing was great. It just says Dumbotron.
Whoops.
All right. Sook's laying out on me. That means we got to go.
We're so late.
Yeah, we're
know.
Very late.
Let's worth talk. It. We'll wrap it up with the Felix Bumgarner death next. Legendary skydiver Felix Bumgarner died today.
Yeah.
Now, he's the guy
he
best known.
Is he a skydiver or is he a skyfaller?
Well, he's a skydiver.
He's an extreme athlete.
He was best known for the guy who jumped out of the Red Bull from space. Mm-hmm. The Red Bull jump.
They took him up in a pair of big testicle balloons.
Yeah.
And then he went into the sub-atmosphere? So he was technically in space, just not outer space.
24 miles he fell.
And he was in like a spacesuit, and then he just stepped off the platform and down he went.
So he has died in a paragliding accident in Italy. He is Austrian. He was 56 years old. Apparently, he got sick while flying the paraglider, and it crashed into a hotel swimming pool.
Yeah. Ooh, that's not good.
Yeah. He reportedly died instantly during the accident, and a hotel employee was also injured after being struck by the glider and taken to the hospital with neck injuries.
Well, like, so those paraglider things, those are the ones with, like, the big fans on the back. And so that's a rocket. I mean, you're coming in hot on that thing. You smack into the side of a pool. That's
Well, I don't understand how they know he got sick.
Well, maybe they
because he's by himself and he dies.
Sometimes those things have little radios, like you can radio down to someone on the ground or whatever. So he might have been able to say, like, I'm not feeling right, maybe.
Also, 2 hours before the crash, he posted a caption to his Instagram story that read, "Too much wind."
Hmm. Yeah. Well, they tell you any of those extreme athletes, it's not a matter of if, it's just when. And, you know, dude was 56, and, like, I saw, like, I'm watching a video of all the stuff he's done. Dude, that guy has cheated death, like, 1,000 times. Because when he's in that paraglider, he's not just, like, paragliding. That dude's doing stunts, and he's, like, doing low-level, like, obstacle course stuff. So, you know, one wrong move, and, again, you hit the side of a pool, and it's, you know, you're going 40 or 50 miles an hour with a big, you know, engine behind your back. That's at least it was quick, right?
In 1999, he set the world record for the highest parachute jump from a building when he took a leap in Malaysia from a tower in Malaysia, 1,483 feet.
Yeah, it's just it here. It's freaking nuts. But the space jump, he's like all twisty attorney. I mean, that thing is crazy. Although to be fair, is that really a skill, or do you just have the balls to? Like, could you have done that?
There are probably skills involved with pulling it off, but for the most part, when you get into that realm, I think it's just to be the one who gets asked and is willing to go.
Yeah, because, like, I'm watching some of the stuff he's doing is crazy, but the one he's most famous for, he just goes up in the balloon and has the balls to be like, because all he does is just fall.
Yeah, but, I mean, well, you got to pull the chute.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
But, like,
you got to be trained.
You have to be trained to pull a parachute?
Yeah, I wouldn't know how to pull a parachute.
It's the cord with the handle.
Well,
it's the one cord you have.
Somebody would have to show me it.
Well, then I show you, and now you know.
Yeah, now I'm trained.
He was. Did you care to guess how fast he was falling?
On the Red Bull jump?
Yeah.
The space jump?
Yeah.
Boy, that's a good question.
Yeah.
How fast do you fall?
400 miles an hour.
Yeah, 500 miles an hour?
My man was going 843 miles
an hour.
What happens to your body when you're doing that?
I don't know. He hit Mach 1.25. God. He was the first person to ever break the sound barrier.
Jeez.
That dude is literally the fastest man alive.
Whoever you say. Well,
sorry. He was the fastest. I didn't mean that. I was kind of like,
yeah, it's pretty rude.
Well, I didn't. He was the fastest man alive.
Well, he looked a little rough. I'm looking at pictures of him.
Well, I'm guessing a life of death-defying stunts.
He's an animal.
Are probably not great for you.
Felix Baumgartner dead at the age of 56.
Yeah, I watched a Netflix thing on the people. It was the squirrel suits, you know?
Dude, I saw the same one.
Right?
Yeah, I saw the same one. It's fascinating.
And it's like there was like a handful of people, there was like 10 bros, yep, wherever many years ago, decided that the squirrel suit was gonna be a thing.
Was this those the one where they were talking about trying to land without a parachute?
Yes.
Yeah.
Those are called wingsuits.
Wingsuits. Yeah. And I believe, and so this was many years ago, and so I don't know, but at the time, I believe 9 of the 10 were dead. So all the guys that got together were like, hey, this is going to be a thing. There was like one that was left standing, and they were asking him, they were like, are you going to stop? He's like, no way, man.
Yeah, part of the documentary was him talking about all his friends that had died. Yeah. Like some of them would like go on these jumps, and they'd try to like split bridges, and they would like misgauge it and just hit the bridge.
There's a clip in there where his buddy hits a steel pillar of a bridge.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah,
and it's just a like. There's nothing. It's just a mist.
Yeah,
like he didn't know because the one guy was filming it. He didn't know. He hit the bridge and he was like, "Oh, what?" He thought like a bird had pooped on him or something. No, nope. It was his buddy because apparently if you hit a steel girder at like 180 miles an hour, there's nothing left.
You just
vaporize. You just get vaporized. And then they was like, yeah, I'm still going to keep jumping. So I just think that comes with, when you're wired that way, I just think his friends will give him like Red Bull and like roses at the funeral and be like, he died doing what he loved. Rest in peace, Felix. That's just what they do.
All right, we'll wrap it up next on The Fan. Well, I tell you what, talking during the breaks here, there's a lot of Ha Sung Yen hate or whatever his name is.
What?
What's the guy's name?
Did you say
name?
Ya?
Ha, what did you say?
What's his name?
Yah. What did you say?
I think I said Yah Hasan Yang.
Hasan Yen?
What's his name?
Did you just combine like 9 different nationalities and put them together?
Yang Han Sen. You guys are hating on my guy.
I am not hating on
And I'm not happy about it.
I'm excited for him to be here.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
I'm just...
Tell you what, a lot of hate.
A lot
of hate around here, guys. I'm telling you.
A lot of people are saying. Yang has diarrhea.
Hey, you guys have a great night, okay?
All right. We'll be back tomorrow.
All right. Yeah. Is tomorrow Friday?
Tomorrow is Friday.
It is.
How about that?
How about that?
Another week. Joey Harrington will be a part of our show tomorrow. Be here with us, won't you? 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night.